Jeff Cyphers is the man behind Sonoma Clean Power, which is becoming official today. What is the significance of actually throwing the switch?
Well, our first 23,000 customers are going to start getting clean power today, and it's really exciting because that means we're cutting emissions this year alone by 67,000 tons. So it's a terrific start to the program.
How do you measure that?
Well, we actually measure it by the contracts that supply our power. So instead of having all of our power coming from the mix that PG&E has, we get to shift some of those contracts that used to go to fossil fuel sources, like natural gas power, to renewable sources and hydro. What that does is it means that those cleaner sources are putting power into the grid for us, and that's the power that we're using.
What's been the rate of sign-up? Have you met your goals? Are you exceeding them? What's the general outlook so far?
Sonoma County is responding really well to this. So we've got much higher participation rates than we expected. We were expecting by now about 15% of the population would have chosen to opt out and be with PG&E. And we're only seeing about 7.5, so about half of that level. So that's fantastic. What it really means is that cleaner power is important to a lot of us. And the fact that we're doing it smart for businesses and economically, the rates are going to be a little bit below PG&E. For every customer, at least a 4% savings on their electric charges as we come out of the gate. That just helps this be very popular.
There's still three cities in the county that are holding out. What are the prospects for getting them on board?
Petaluma, Cloverdale, and Rohnert Park have been waiting. We're going to go meet with those cities and talk with them about the opportunities now. Their main concerns early on were about rates. And given that PG&E's actually increased their rates rather substantially recently and our rates are now lower, I suspect that these cities will make a good decision.
Meanwhile, there's a cloud on the horizon in the legislature that is trying to complicate life for you. What's the issue?
There is a bill, AB 1245. It's basically another attempt by PG&E to try and stop community power systems. So we are obviously defending against that and think our prospects are pretty good. The bill probably will get out of the assembly, but the Senate and the governor's office appear to be very favorable for protecting our community's rights to cleaner power.
And because of your example, other cities are getting on board and giving you some allies in this fight.
Yeah, absolutely. So Marin started this process, really. They were the leader in here, and Sonoma County has gone second. And we're now seeing the city of Lancaster is jumping on board, and they're going to launch their community power program early next year. We're also seeing the Central Coast, the Santa Cruz area. We're seeing Manhattan Beach in Southern California, Davis, Humboldt, Napa County. All of these regions are looking at community power systems, and really this idea is taking off because this is the biggest single act that we know how to take to address climate change, and we can do it at no cost.
The other cloud on the horizon has to do with the sale of locally generated solar and other energy sources. What's the issue there?
In 2017, the rules could well change about net metering, and what that means is that for new systems coming online for rooftop solar and other programs like that, the rules are undefined after 2017, and that's a problem for the industry, and it's a problem for the environment. We will be at the table as those regulations are hammered out for where we go next with net metering, really to support our solar industry and to make sure that we can encourage local new production from new sites. But it is a reason to get something done before then. So in the next couple of years, we're going to be focused on encouraging people to put more solar on their roofs and cover some parking lots with shade structures and other things like that.
I don't mean to cast a shadow on your celebration today. Thanks for taking time to talk with me.
Thank you so much.